The three main barriers separating humankind from their cosmic kin. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of March 18th, 2025. You might want to see my previous video about extractions, space news, and other things before this one, as I am expanding on what I said there. Although my friends at CIC pointed out that many more barriers are separating the existential realm of the Matrix on Earth with the more expanded reality of more Lyrian humans living in space, I can mention three great obstacles. The first one is quite physical. The Van Allen radiation belts. The second great barrier is a much more complicated one, and perhaps it is the most difficult one to surpass. It is what I call the etheric barrier, which is a term that has been used by other authors as well, although I know that how they define it may greatly differ from my point of view on it. As far as I have seen, those other authors describe it as a spiritual barrier that contains souls on Earth preventing them from escaping it, turning the planet into a prison. Then we must look at the term, prison planet, which is also used by countless authors to describe the samsara reincarnation cycle in which souls are trapped, allegedly forced to reincarnate by abusive lower astral entities like the so-called Arkans, among others. In that case, Earth would certainly be a prison planet, yet as I understand things to be, it is not so simple, as there is a lot more to the problem than a simple prison where souls are forced to live in against their will, which most commonly is, or would be to return to their reincarnation cycles on other planets or return to Source. How I see things, which is how my group sees all this as well, and having studied the problem for a very long time, humans on Earth are both victims and their own victimizers. Describing this problem would take several books with hundreds of pages in them, and is perhaps one of the most important subjects ever, as it could also contain the way to solve the problem and not only the description of the causes. But compressing the problem into a few words for this video, and looking forward to going deeper into it shortly, the problem is the people themselves, their mentality, level of consciousness awareness, belief systems, and their attachments to what they firmly consider is real, which is directly involved with their inflexible egos, as most humans cannot change their points of view when exposed to newer and better information, as they see that as a direct attack on who they are, on their identity. As if adopting any new idea would lessen their value, exposing them to be wrong. They base their very identity on what they think is real, and anything out of that is considered a direct attack against their persona, and not against one or another specific idea they are holding which may be wrong. As it is well known, the average human will do anything, and to the extreme, to avoid facing themselves, their shadows, and faults. They like to be in their comfort zone, and not bother wandering out of it as it breeds extreme angst in them, most probably because they are already mentally drained, as living on Earth is hard and they have little to no extra time to question any greater existence, nor any kind of complicated subjects, mainly because of their need to simply rest from a hard day's work. Earth and its society are designed to be that way. For mind, perception, and population control. And then we come to yet another problem, which is that most humans have a deep necessity to rely on authority figures, so as not to bother in deciding what is real and what is not. They like to be given all things and subjects already chewed, if not fully digested, and it is because, once more, they do not have the time, nor the motivation to research and learn things for themselves, because they are simply too busy surviving. Most humans are kept in a childish state of mental development, wanting and needing their father and mother figures to solve all their problems for them, and in the case of adults, the state, and their politicians, in addition to their teachers and mentors in schools and in their brainwashing universities, as well as their high priests of science and religion, same thing anyway, as they are equally illogically dogmatic, are who fulfill the role of fathers and mothers. Thus exploiting humankind's primordial survival mechanisms, which dictate that you shall not disobey mom and dad, or you could be disavowed and you will not survive. This childish mentality can also be seen in the very marked human necessity to fit in with a social group, to be part of a clan, or a tribe, once more, to ensure survival. Very few people on Earth dare to walk their path alone or with only a few like-minded friends, seeking their own truths and their own answers for themselves, with a conscious, mature awareness state of mind, thus taking responsibility and control over their belief systems and their consequences, and ultimately of their own survival. Of course, this problem cannot only be attributed to sheer laziness or carelessness from the human population, as they have been programmed since a very young age to obey and repeat what authority figures impose on them, without questioning. In human schools, they teach that being methodical and following established study methods is more important than being intelligent. We can see that it is there where humans are trained not to think, but to follow. This means that there are clear overlords governing planet Earth, and using extremely advanced psychological and consciousness molding control methods, overlords know humans better than humans know themselves. Humans are programmed to be and to react in a certain way, even to think within a very narrow controlled corridor imposed by the powers at be, if that can even be called, thinking. So it's not their fault, at least not entirely, because humans are being psychologically controlled. We must add another layer of problems to this equation, and it is the very real existence of backdrop people, soulless entities that go about emulating a being with consciousness, but who only follow a program in the matrix of Earth, and who serve as repeaters of a pattern. The people of Earth are not only in a matrix, in a false existential realm that does not reflect the greater reality, they are the matrix itself, and therefore each person will take it with them wherever they go. All this I just mentioned above causes the bulk of the human population on Earth to be virtually blind to anything that does not conform and that is not in accordance with the matrix of belief systems they have been programmed with. It is not only that the human population denies anything that does not agree with the reality their authority figures have imposed on them, accusing whatever is in question of being false, simply because it is not scientifically or socially accepted, but people in this state of consciousness literally cannot see anything else. And whatever little they can see will be defaulted to be explained away by accepted science and social rules. This is because no one can see nor understand anything that is outside their range of consciousness awareness. After all, they simply would not have any frame of comparison, therefore they simply cannot understand what is in front of them, even if whatever that is the simplest of things. All this I explained above is the nature of the second barrier separating humankind from the greater cosmic existence outside planet Earth. It is there, and it may be simple to understand, but most humans simply cannot see it, because it is outside their range of consciousness. Even the simplest of things I have been yelling about for so long become invisible to the average Earth human, which is that there is a lot more humanity in space, outside Earth, and complete with the same way of thinking, social structures, and culture. The simplest of facts becomes unacceptable because they have been programmed to think of extraterrestrials as strange and incomprehensible creatures, and not as beings which are exactly the same as they are. Of course, there are extremely different and strange creatures in outer space, but not only, as the extraterrestrial range goes from those very strange ones to more humans exactly as such, with all the ones in between. So that's the ethereal barrier I was talking about. It is one generated by the ideas the masses entertain on Earth and their limited perception, which manifests a nearly unsurmountable obstacle to uniting the humanity that dwells outside Earth and the one in it. Clearing this obstacle is to me one of the best solutions to dissolve the matrix of Earth and all the suffering it causes. This is the main barrier to overcome, if not the barrier. And it is made of pure consciousness, and the pet ideas it holds dear, irrationally and inflexibly. Such a barrier is an egregore creation, a direct reflection and consequence of the human collective unconscious. This is why it is so difficult for starseeds on Earth to convince any one of the simplest of things, as the average human cannot understand what the starseed is trying to communicate to them, defaulting their thoughts to established and seemingly more logical reasons and answers, such as claiming the starseed is crazy for believing in extraterrestrials, or that he or she has joined a cult. They like to use Occam's razor, which states that all things being equal, the simplest of explanations tends to be the correct one. I strongly disagree with such a statement, as it does not consider who is deciding if things are equal or not, what is the simplest explanation, and under what parameters. There can never be any ultimate truth, as it will always be relative to who is observing, and to his or her level of consciousness awareness. Therefore, the simplest explanation will inevitably vary depending on the knowledge, point of view, and mental level of the observer. The simplest explanation for someone with a lesser awareness level may be a socially and scientifically accepted fact, and the simplest explanation may differ greatly for another person with a much more expanded awareness, as he or she holds more data that will collapse the argument of the first. Therefore, they will not agree. This is why what is suggested for star seeds is to gently offer information, without exposing him or herself, and proceed to give more, only if the receptor shows genuine interest and the starseed has also evaluated if that other person can handle more information. The problem with this is that many matrixed people tend to go with the flow of what the starseed is saying, making it talk too much, and later judge the starseed when talking to other people. All I can say about this starseed problem is to lead by example, and not say much, as the starseed's very presence on Earth is more than enough to cause a positive and desirable changing effect, even if he or she is doing nothing else but exist and follow their interests in silence. The third barrier separating human Lyrian star races from Earth humans is technological and legal, and it comes from the Galactic Federation, which is the ultimate owner of planet Earth, and its overlord. Such a technological barrier is mostly set for the Internet, as it has become the most important communication pathway among humans, and such a barrier is in the shape of a filter, or filters that are embedded in the very fabric of the Internet. They are in the shape of algorithms that are difficult to find and which provide very strong censorship, which cancels the rights of non-humans to act and use resources which would be normal and common to the rest of the human population, all in the name of preserving the matrix as it is. This is understandable to a certain degree, because if I could share with you in audio and video my starship, and daily, it would start to collapse the status quo with direct proof that the matrix on Earth and its cosmology is false. Therefore, that is the reason I cannot provide any sort of proof on my own, as it would never be allowed to get to you, at least not the kind of proof the average human expects. So this material is only for those of you who can add dots and decide for yourselves what to believe, what serves you and what does not. The Galactic Federation imposes that communication barrier, made of countless restrictions all derived from obeying and enforcing the infamous Prime Directive they cherish so much, yet infringe all the time when it is convenient to them and their dubious agendas. I am referring to one specific part of the Prime Directive here, the one that states that you should never use or provide any technology above the one in existence on any lesser advanced civilization, in this case, Earth. Yet they do not allow anyone, for example, me, to communicate freely with you even while using human technology only, restricting me to the written word and nothing more, stating that, quote, written communication is bad enough. Yet we know that many Federation representatives talk directly with their secret society and politician counterparts on Earth, so this rule is unequal, unfair, and conditioned. They do not want anyone from off-planet talking to humans, opening minds to other possibilities, for fear of them waking up, and starting to see who was telling the truth after all. After so many online and talking, I am alone now. And it saddens my heart. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.